As Parliament prepares for next week's State of the Nation address, ANC Chief Whip Mdumiseni Ntuli weighed in on a debate over alcohol sponsorship at the event.
When we were made aware by your office about various donations that would be coming to support your office as you host the State of the Nation address, members raised questions about whether or not there's any relationship that exists between the donors or potential donors and Parliament. And I think we got clarified that there are no special relations in the context of those companies maybe having some tenders or anything like that involving Parliament. Then our overall attitude was that when you have a State of the Nation address, it's not just an occasion of members of Parliament. That's why it's called the State of the Nation address. It involves different organs of the state. It involves various people who are dignitaries who are invited by you, Speaker, the head of state, and others who have a right to do so. And our overall view and attitude was that we should accept or respect the fact that there are donations which are going to be coming your way or our way as Parliament, which to some extent might also assist to mitigate the overall cost that is associated with hosting the State of the Nation address. In terms of how that which is provided, whether it's food, alcohol, or anything, is consumed or utilized, our view was that that should really be left entirely to how Parliament is intending to dispatch that or make that available to those who are going to be attending the State of the Nation address. We have confidence that there are no responsible members of Parliament who can decide to get drunk on the basis that there's a free alcohol, get drunk in order to walk to the State of the Nation address completely drunk. If anybody does that, it will mean that that person also has a capacity to organize for himself or herself alcohol somewhere else outside whatever that may be donated to the office of the Speaker or to Parliament, and consume that alcohol in order to come with clear intentions to cause a disruption to the sitting of the State of the Nation address. So I do want to allay the fears that people will come drunk, or they can come drunk only because there is a donated alcohol. We don't even know how much of that alcohol will be there.
Several other MPs raised concerns. These were Stephen Swart from the ACDP, Vuyo Zungula of the ATM, Viswin Reddy from Umkhondo weSizwe, and the EFF's Hlengi weMkhalipi.
Honourable Swart.
Speaker, in the past, we have had sponsored dinners for afterwards for SONA. And it came to an end at one stage, but it has been allowed in the past. I do, but from our perspective, we share concerns about the usage of alcohol, particularly before SONA and possibly afterwards. But I think that would be a decision that Parliament will take. But again, just mentioning what the Chief Whip says, we don't want to have the situation where alcohol is abused in any way and there could be disruption. So I think we need to be very aware of that.
Speaker, let me start with the alcohol issue. It sends a very, very bad message when we are going to have a company sponsoring alcohol to a program of Parliament, especially in light of the high alcoholism problem we have in our country. Perhaps if people want to entertain themselves using alcohol, they must do that on their own free will and at their own time and space. But I don't think it is sending a correct message for Parliament to have any alcohol in such a SONA.
The issue of alcohol, I don't know. You know, sometimes I look at some of the members in Parliament, I think they're permanently under the influence of alcohol. I don't know if we put alcohol there, it's going to make a difference. But I think in terms of the eyes of the public, it will not look good, Speaker, where we're giving out alcohol at the SONA address. Maybe if we can take that money or that donation and use it in some other way that certainly would not look like we are celebrating sort of this type of extravagance and having alcohol and all that. I really feel let's review this decision of giving free alcohol at the sauna, please.
On the issue of alcohol, Speaker, let us make it very clear. The EFF rejects members of parliament to go drunk on the work. Because what are we saying? Are you simply saying that the South Africans, they must go to work in their workplaces and then get drunk? What message are we sending to the public? So let us redirect that money that is donated to the members of parliament to go and pay for the school fees of the kids that can't afford to pay in the universities. So it was not entirely true that we said the speaker must sit to finish. We rejected it. If the other political parties, they want to go drunk to the sauna, EFF must put on record that we reject that move.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.